called you can hear announced the start of a raid into land controlled by the monkey's neighbours. As they leave their core zone, the patrol goes silent, occasionally stopping to listen. Signs of the enemy are detected and examined closely. The chimp militia are now at the very edge of their territory. They must remain silent until they close in on their rivals. The attack is on. To intimidate their opponents, the aggressors scream and drum on tree stumps. Several males corner an enemy female. It's a ferocious attack, and she is lucky to escape with her life. The battle won, a grisly scene unfolds. An enemy youngster has been caught and killed. The carcass is shared between members of the group and eaten. Killing a competitor makes sense if you want to protect your food supply, but exactly why they cannibalize the dead chimp is not fully understood. It may simply be a chance for some extra protein. I've made it to beautiful Buenos Aires, Argentina's capital. It's a city of 13 million people, made up of areas, or barrios as they call them here. Now, there's no getting around the fact that it's a very long flight to get here, so when I woke up this morning and the sun was shining, I thought the best way to get out and explore was on 2 feet. To my right is the world-famous Reserva Ecologica, 900 acres of natural beauty with 500 different species of bird. It is incredible, but for those of you that know me, will know that birdwatching will never be top of my agenda. Food, on the other hand, will always be. Chorizo, chinchulines, and delicious pieces of succulent rare steak, all local delicacies which you can take great pleasure in enjoying. Buenos Aires is absolutely beautiful. I think of all the places which I visited, it has had a real impression on me. As a destination city and a hub from which to explore gorgeous Argentina as a whole, Buenos Aires is a great starting point for a really memorable travel adventure. Ireland's murder rate is amongst the highest in Europe, with an average of one person a week being killed. It's here in the Central Criminal Court where the sordid and gory details are revealed and justice is handed down. This programme will show how lust, greed and hatred played a part in some of Ireland's most shocking murders. Tonight, we examine a murder that horrified the Irish public. We look at the background and people involved in the 24 hours leading up to the savage killing of Farah Swale Nuaer. The Mulhall sisters cut his body into small pieces, dismembered him and severed his head from his torso. They thought that justice might not catch up, but after a conclusive identification of the body, the net was starting to close in on them. This athlete is a champion in one of the world's most spectacular sports, bull jumping. This boxer survives being hit by a fist travelling with the force of a third of a ton. This man is hoping that surgeons will replace his damaged limbs with another man's hands. Their stories are part of your stories, the story of what makes you human. Hidden deep beneath your skin is an extraordinary universe where billions of tiny powerhouses generate energy, where vast forests digest food, and where the tiniest movements set off violent chain reactions. This is a fantastic voyage through the most complex organism on Earth, the human body.